A dozen mayors from around Metro Vancouver say Federal Attorney General and Justice Minister Arif Virani should deny parole for notorious BC serial killer Robert Picton, and reassess the parole and sentencing system for prolific offenders and mass murderers. Delta Mayor George Harvey and 11 other municipal leaders say in a letter sent Wednesday to Virani that allowing Picton to apply for parole would undermine the integrity of our justice system. The letter says Picton's lack of remorse and the depravity of his crimes make him irredeemable, and granting him parole would be a chilling message for crime victims. The mayors say Picton's parole eligibility would re-traumatize victims' families, especially Indigenous families and communities who are still undergoing a collective healing process. The letter says Virani should do everything in his power to make sure Picton stays behind bars if he applies for parole, and the federal government should urgently reassess the parole and sentencing system. The letter says the Supreme Court of Canada struck down a law in 2022 allowing consecutive sentences with stacked parole and eligibility periods as unconstitutional, effectively ending life imprisonment in Canada. It is crucial that our laws not only respect the Charter but also uphold the principles of justice, ensuring that penalties for heinous crimes are just and maintain public confidence in our criminal justice system, the letter says. Such legislative review is essential to balance the need for public safety, the rights of the accused, and the necessity of a sentencing framework that genuinely reflects the gravity of the offenses committed. In February, family members of Picton's victims spoke out after he became eligible to apply for parole, but it's not known if he ever made an application. Picton was convicted of 6 counts of second-degree murder in December 2007, and automatically sentenced to life in prison, the judge giving him the maximum ineligibility period for parole of 25 years. At the time, Jason Grattle, a lawyer for several family members of Picton's victims in a pending civil lawsuit, said the serial killer has a snowball's chance in hell of ever being released on parole. Grattle said Picton is in a supermax prison in Quebec, as far in the universe from parole as a man can be. The mayors who signed the letter were Harvey, Ken Sim of Vancouver, John McEwen of Anmore, Jamie Ross of Belcarra, Mike Hurley of Burnaby, Ken Berry of Lions Bay, Nicole McDonald of Pitt Meadows, Brad West of Port Coquitlam, Malcolm Brody of Richmond, Mark Sager of West Vancouver, Megan Knight of White Rock and Megan Lottie of Port Moody. Read also: Botched, policing let Picton kill, inquiry told. Read also: Advocates oppose proposed destruction of Picton murder case evidence.